The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.
Francis Albert with Piscopo on the radio, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. You got 80 degrees in New York today. Oh, yeah, bring on that summertime. John Solomon is an award-winning investigative journalist, founder of Just the News. You got to Google Just the News. It is so informative. You know, you got to go check out Just the News. And we welcome John back to the show. I asked Frankie to bring John to the airwaves because he is so knowledgeable on everything that's going on in world politics. John, welcome back to the show. It is just, with respect, man, great to have you with us this morning.
Oh, it is so good to join you. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, my brother. You are covering everything. Oh man, and you're the guy. And I told Frankie all week, call John. He goes, okay. I'm going. So forgive us if we're bothering you, but
yeah, never bothered me. Can't bring me on anytime. I love it.
We love it, man. So give us your take before we get into everything else. This Michael Flynn situation. What was illegal? What was not illegal? Now they can't find the quote 502, the FBI report.
The original interview report, which would show exactly what the FBI thought he said. It's crazy.
It just happens to be missing? Is that what we're saying here now?
Yeah. No, it just happens to be missing. And they just happened for 3 years to forget to tell the American public that they had all these documents showing that they originally closed the FBI investigation down because they didn't believe that Flynn had engaged with the Russians illegally, that he didn't pose a counterintelligence threat, so there was no reason to have an open investigation. Then the seventh floor of the FBI, that's where James Comey lives, or lived at the time, they asked that the case not be closed. They reversed course, and then they set on a course to interview him. And in the handwritten notes of FBI officials, the goal of the interview, the top FBI official for counterintelligence worried, was not to get the truth, but rather to get him to lie so that, quote, we can prosecute him or get him fired, close quote. That's a direct quote from the FBI's handwritten note. So what they did is they set him up. They framed him, just like Sidney Powell has said. And that's why the Justice Department under Attorney General Barr has asked that the conviction be withdrawn and the charges dropped. And you would think in the body of all that evidence that the judge would do so, but instead the judge is going to create a long, drawn-out process of arguments and briefings before he decides whether to let these charges go.
Oh, yeah, I said 502, 302. What's with this judge? John Solomon, what's with this judge? I mean, and isn't it, and I think what will happen, hopefully it will happen, that President Trump just goes, okay, done, pardon, that's the end of it. I mean, that's where we're headed, right?
Yeah, you would think so. I think Flynn would prefer not to have the pardon, that he would win this on the merits. And here's the fact of the matter. When this gets to the appellate or the Supreme Court, it's going to get dismissed. But I think that this judge is going to draw it out. So the thing to watch for is, I would believe by early next week, Flynn's lawyers are going to file a motion saying, judge, you don't have the authority to do this. The way you've constructed this hearing, he's actually hired a retired judge who's a very big anti-Trump critic to come in and argue against it, which is unheard of. I think they're going to appeal to the judge. If he rejects it, they're going to go to the appellate court level, and I think this judge will probably get his wings clipped.
Judge Emmett Sullivan, correct? Emmett Sullivan.
Yes. That's right.
So what the heck's going? Before we move on to everything else, John Solomon, in regard to General Flynn, Adam Schiff knew it was all false. This whole Russia collusion was indeed a delusion.
Yeah.
It was all false. Does Adam Schiff serve any time for crying out loud? Are they going to go after this guy or what, John?
If lying was a crime in politics, the prisons would be a lot more fuller. Let's be clear about that. And I think the big problem here is, you know, the bigger question is to his own colleagues. You know, the Democrats staked a lot of their future strategy on Adam Schiff's word that this was there, and the same thing on impeachment, and they're 0-2. And I think at some point the boy that cries wolf ends up beginning to lose credibility. And I think the real ultimate test of Adam Schiff's impact, his raising of all these false allegations and false testimonies and everything, is it may be in the election. I think American people are tired of this constant, chronic scandal with no scandal there. And it could come at a cost to the Democrats in the fall. And if it does, then Adam Schiff will have a diminished role.
And then, John Solomon, walk me through this, please. We lean to your expertise, because I'm watching the Mueller probe. I see the collateral damage of the Mueller probe. And I see Paul Manafort, and I see our friend Roger Stone, for goodness sake, with a pre-dawn raid, for crying out loud, John. And now what they're doing to a 30-year veteran of the United States military and a three-star general, and General Flynn. Then they go to Ukraine right after that. And the eyes off the ball, they take up the president's time. There's a virus brewing in October in Wuhan, in China. Now they bring this guy Richard Bright, this vaccine guy, and there's more hearings. It's like, John, thank God you do what you do at Just the News, John Solomon, because we could look to you and you could say, oh, I'm not crazy. When do they stop, John?
I don't think they stop until after the election, right? I think the American people are going to have to speak and say, we've had enough of this silliness. We've had 4 years of exhausting media baloney and false allegations and hearings and wasted money. How about you go back and do your job? And I think that the ultimate people who can correct this are the American voter. And if you look at what happened in California, where a blue Democratic seat turned red in a special election, there are already some warning signs that maybe the Democrats should listen to the American people, get back to the job of doing policy and not all this drama, fake drama scandals.
Yeah, like come up with some initiatives, some ideas. And then when they come up with this, what came out of the House yesterday, the stimulus,
$3 trillion worth of liberal ideas are in there. Yes.
I mean, that'll never get by the Senate. I mean, can we tweak that?
I believe that Mitch McConnell last night called it a train of absurdities. Yes, I don't think it's going to go anywhere in the Senate.
So hopefully they'll come up with something. Hey, and I got to ask you about Richard Burr. Richard Burr, you've got to give us your take on this insider trading thing on Senator Burr, who now is removed from the Senate Intelligence Committee. Were you surprised that he stepped down?
No. Once the FBI executed a search warrant for his phone, it showed you the level of severity of this investigation. The FBI did a cursory review. They found something that made them want to get his phone, and I think that alone is a good reason for him to step aside. And keep in mind, he's a guy that really hasn't run the Intelligence Committee in much favor for Republicans. Republicans have been very frustrated with him, too deferential to the Democrats, been slow to knock down the collusion theory. And I think that fresh blood there will benefit the Republican Party, perception of the senators. In the meantime, he's got some very serious allegations to address. This is going to be a tough summer for him.
It is. So remind our audience, if you'd be so kind, John, what he and Dianne Feinstein, what these other senators allegedly did.
There are four of them who, around the time that they received briefings about what the coronavirus might do to America, these are private secret briefings based on intelligence and medical expertise that wasn't available to the public, they suddenly dumped a lot of their stocks while the stock market was still high and before the stock market began to decline. And so it's basically an insider trading case. And the idea that the Intelligence Committee chairman, who has access to the most important secrets in the world, would take advantage of that intelligence to try to make money that others in the American public couldn't do, that allegation is serious enough that the FBI is clearly in hot pursuit right now.
All right, John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist. We appreciate it. I got to just lean on you for another second, if I may, John, on this unmasking situation. What was legal? What was not legal? We had KT McFarland just on last hour, and she said it all apparently was illegal. Can you unmask? Did they have the right to unmask, General Flynn? We know that the federal crime is when you leak it to the Washington Post or to the New York Times. And so, if I get... Yeah, so your thoughts on that, and who do you think indeed leaked that, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a pool of suspects now because we know who downloaded the and unmasked the transcript in the time window before the leak occurred. There's a pool. There's about six or eight people that are in that frame that they're looking at. Now, another possibility is that the FBI downloaded the transcript separately and distributed it. That's another theory they're looking at. So you might not have had to unmask it to leak it, but... The leaking was clearly a crime. The rest of it is really a question of the intelligence community. If you remember, this scandal all started when Sarah Carter and I reported that there had been a remarkable threefold jump in searches of Americans' names in phone records and in intercepts. 300% in the final year of Obama's office. That was a red flag that something was going on with these phone and transcripts. And that led us to the Russiagate scandal. And I think that what was going on is you see more than a dozen political officials, not intelligence analysts, but a political officials trying to get a hold of transcripts and unredacting Mike Flynn's name when the law says an American should have the presumption of privacy. It is clear that unmasking became a political tool, not an intelligence tool. If it's criminal, if it becomes criminal, it will depend on two things. One, leaking, that will clearly be a crime. Two, if someone like a John Durham or Lindsey Graham, who's vowed to have hearings, looks at all of the emails and the text messages, just like we got from Stroke and Page, and sees what were they talking about, what was their motive, was it an intelligence motive or was it a stop Flynn political motive? If they find out a political motive was used, it's possible they can bring a conspiracy to defraud the United States, filing a false claim to the NSA that I needed to see this transcript for intelligence purposes, when in fact they were doing it for political purposes.
John Solomon, we appreciate it. I'm reading right now online Just the News. You got to check it out. You had a great piece, by the way, on coronavirus and how it spreads in the restaurant with that iridescent paint.
The video? Yes.
Oh. That was scary. Great piece. Great. And here's another piece.
We got drive-through after that one. Yes.
I know. You can see it. Check out Just the News, please. This is great from John Solomon. Long overdue and much appreciated. John, I really, with respect, my friend, God bless you. Have a great weekend. And thanks for joining us always, sir.
You too, Joe. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Indeed. John Solomon right there. Great. Just the News. It's a great news site you go to. And they did. They went into these restaurants in Japan. I think the Japanese did this to show how the virus spreads, this coronavirus spreads. And they used iridescent paint on people's hands and who touched what. And then you see, oh, my gosh, how it spread like wildfire. You wonder why I'm a germaphobe, why I walk around with my Durasan and I spray myself constantly. There's a reason for that, for crying out loud. Hey, it's 8:17 on the radio. Hey, and, you know, I have to tell you. And we're going to go to Jeffrey Lyons. Jeffrey Lyons we're going to have some fun with Jeffrey, you know, we're going to break from the news a little bit, and Jeffrey's going to tell you what you can binge watch. And also, Anthony Santisi, he's the chef and co-owner of La Strada on Staten Island. And, you know, the Empire State Bank, our dear friends over there, are highlighting some of the great restaurants that we want you to go to, by the way, where you can take out, you know, safely. And La Strada is one of those great restaurants that are safe to go to. Mike Gallagher as well. Sammy Vassallo's our guy. He's CPA. Hey, you're wondering, what are you doing with your loan? Where's your PPP? Right? Where your SBA.gov? What happened? Sammy's got the answers for you. Coach Jeff Monken is with us. He's the head football coach at the United States Military Academy. How cool is that? We got Coach Monken on the show. Armed Forces Day tomorrow. And Michael Goodwin. So Frankie Five Boroughs diligently all day yesterday booking this great show just for you, because we love you for listening and we take it very seriously and with much respect. Debbie Duhaime on the roads always at 18 minutes after 8 o'clock, checking out traffic right here on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning, Joe. Bronx River Parkway North up by the spring, getting up into Yonkers. That's that ongoing construction there. Tappan Zee Bridge speeds down to 35 miles per hour with wet pavement. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to the eastbound side of the Bruckner. That's going to be stop and go, getting right past the Deegan with an accident. Deegan southbound, getting down past the Cross Bronx in toward the stadium. That's ongoing road work over there. Also, the outbound GWB, some construction on that lower level to watch out for. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules remain in effect. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride over to 22 westbound through Hillside with an accident there just cleared out of the way. Checking in on the forecast, we'll see sun this afternoon, high of 83, partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 78. I'm with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. Love Balance of Nature. You build up your immune system. Build up your immune system, please. You take Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You know, I finally ordered, you know, I don't get out much. So I always like to get vegetables when I go out. You could tell. I'm in the house a little too much these days, as we all are. So I don't get out. So I don't get my red peppers. I don't get the antioxidants that I need because I don't, you know, when I go to the store, it's like a, you know, it's like me, like Admiral Byrd going to the North Pole, you know, that's a good reference. So what I do is I take Balance of Nature because I never get enough fruits and vegetables. And I finally ordered the red peppers. You know where I ordered them? Online. Oh, yeah. At Amazon, red peppers. But they're not here. So again, end of day yesterday, crazy day. And no antioxidants to fight the free radicals in my body. And I know I should take the antioxidants. I should take the fruits and vegetables. I go right for my Balance of Nature, man. I always go to Balance of Nature. That's my backup to build up my immunity system. And when you call 800-246-8751, you know, you could get your own private personal health coach. How cool is that? And that is a service. That is the goodness of the Howard family. We love the Howard. Great family. Dr. Douglas Howard will give you your own personal health coach when you call 800-246-8751. Free shipping, 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Love Balance of Nature. We need to build up the immunity system. Goodness gracious, you hear about everything about this virus. No one's talking about building up your immunity system. I'm not making a clinical claim here. I'm telling you what the fact is. You have to build up your immunity system to fight off, you know, allergies and the scratchy throat and just not feeling energetic. You can fix that, in my opinion, with Balance of Nature. It's as simple as that. And now when you get free shipping and 35% off, I'm just saying, 800-246-8751, or you can go here, please, balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
And we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
Hope comes home with I Still Believe. You can download it now at WatchSalemMedia.com. From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes the uplifting true life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Jeremy's hope and faith are put to the test when tragedy strikes.
You're going to be healed.
What if I'm not supposed to be healed?
Don't say that.
I Still Believe is an incredible story of musical stardom, the heights of love, the depths of loss, and the healing power of the human spirit. One love can change your life.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
Witness the true story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp and his journey of love and loss that looks to prove there is always hope. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Gary Sinise, and Shania Twain. Own I Still Believe on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now from Lionsgate at WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com. It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You know what's crazy about the coronavirus? I read that, like, the Corona beer sales are way down because of the coronavirus, just because the names are similar, which I think is weird. I remember when OJ killed his wife, we didn't stop drinking orange juice.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Hey, Joe on the radio. That's Mark Norman, 824. Jeffrey Lyons, the world's greatest film critic, kind enough to join us this morning. And a good morning to you, Jeffrey Lyons. How you holding up, my friend?
How you doing? I just heard that ad for that Christian megastar.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of Equal Time, the comedy stylings of Myron Cohn. Myron Cohn?
Yes, I do. Hysterically funny.
Robert Klein does a great imitation of Myron Cohn's humor. He comes on speaking English like Anthony Eden. There were two gentlemen of the Hebraic persuasion riding on a conveyance. And one of these gentlemen turned to the other and said, "Hey, Mari, are you going to go home tonight?"
Yeah.
That was Myron Cohn.
You know, I was thinking about, I didn't realize that Stiller and Mira, rest Jerry's soul, and Ann, yeah, certainly, that they were on 36 times on the Ed Sullivan Show, Jeffrey Lyons, is that right?
Yeah, I knew them both. One of my late brothers co-produced the original House of Blue Leaves, which co-starred Ann Mira. And
wow.
And Jerry Stiller had the best line in the taking of Pelham 1-2-3. It's the scene where Walter Matthau, who's been communicating by radio with Shaw, you know, Robert Shaw, the head of the group of people who take over the subway, and suddenly it's Jerry Stiller, his assistant's voice on the other end of the. And so Robert Shaw, the hijacker, says, "Where is the lieutenant?" Because he was English, and Jerry Stiller says, "Even great men have to pee." That's one of the great lines I've ever.
Hey, I have to tell you, too, Jeffrey, to stay on that, and I know we got films to get into. Stiller, Jerry and Ann were so nice. They were at the Improv with Bud Freeman back 100 years ago when I started out in the late 70s. They were so supportive of us. We were scared.
They were great people.
Oh, we were so scared, and they were so nice. And Ann said, she says to me this, Jeff, she goes like this. She goes, you got to do commercials, because I started to do commercials back then. And she goes, that's great. And forgive the vernacular, I don't want to be inappropriate, but she goes, that's your FU money, so you don't have to do projects that you don't want to do. How about that? Is that funny or what, huh?
So meanwhile, I'm busy writing a book about the Red Sox, about picking the best players at each position. And I found something fascinating. I think it was Lefty Grove is the only pitcher who struck out the side on 9 pitches twice in one season. Can you imagine that?
Wow.
Nolan Ryan and Sandy Koufax did it, but they did it in over 2 different seasons. So that's the great thing about baseball. You just discover something new every day.
This is great. That's a great subject for a book. When does that come out, do you figure?
Probably 2021 now. It's supposed to come. Yeah, probably 2021. I have a book about our friendship with Ernest Hemingway coming out as well in 2021. Everything's been pushed back, as you know.
So I've got
two books coming out. I'm like Isaac Asimov, except Isaac Asimov wrote what about 98 books. Could they all be good? 98, 99 books? Could they all be worth every one, 90 books? Really?
Were they pamphlets? Were they pamphlets, you know?
I don't know. I don't know. Or as they say in Airplane, the movie Airplane, here's a pamphlet of great Jewish athletes.
Yeah, but did you get offended when you heard that joke? Were you offended?
No, absolutely not. No.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, so tell us, Sandy Koufax. That's all you got to say is Koufax. My goodness gracious. What should we be binge watching, Jeffrey? What do you think we should be watching?
You can easily watch Arliss with my friend Robert Wall.
One of my best. I came up with Bobby Wall. Yeah, man. Great show.
Yeah, it's about a famous sports agent who is his own worst enemy. And when I met Scott Boras one time at Dodger Stadium, I said, I know the show is not based on you, right? He yelled at. He got so angry, and so I called Robert Wall. I said, "Oh, I felt terrible." He said, "Don't bother. The guy's a jerk." So.
I got to tell you, I came up, but Bob Wall was right in, there were different generations at the comedy club. Jerry Seinfeld was behind me a couple years. Larry David was ahead of us a couple years. Mm-hmm. And Bob and I came up together. He's the only guy, when you see Wall, you got to tell him, he would play first base in the Broadway Show League that you started, Jeffrey Lyons. He would wear
the New York Show Business League. We were kicked out of the Broadway Show League. Danny Aiello and I formed the New York Show Business League because we were too competitive.
Oh, isn't that wild? Which Bob Wall, he used to wear a sports coat playing for a space. He had like a corduroy. I don't know why he kept it on the whole time. Anyway,
yeah,
it is Arliss.
He knows the sports, though. He really does.
Sure does. Sure, and a very funny dude.
Speaking of that, if you miss baseball, you can watch When It Was a Game. That's that wonderful documentary. It's three different parts of home movies taken by ballplayers in the 1930s in color. And it's narrated by people like James Earl Jones and Jason Robards. And it's just terrific. You know, they were playing for much less money, signing for $4,000 a year, but baggy pants and still Lily White before Jackie Robinson. But you can see stadia that don't exist anymore, like Crosley Field. You know that when Crosley Field, where the Reds played, was torn down, some farmer bought it and put it up on his South 40. I'm sure his wife was really thrilled at that. But he has Crosley Field.
Where can we see that when it was a game? Can we?
It's HBO.
Okay, great.
And also Mrs. America. Cate Blanchett plays Phyllis Schlafly, the conservative Republican who opposed the Equal Rights Amendment, and she does a brilliant job. And she's Phyllis Schlafly is really today a footnote character in history, but in her day she helped fight legislation with which she disagreed. And they have, you know, recreations of people like Gloria Steinem and Shirley Chisholm and my political heroine, Bella Abzug. They're all cast very well. And it takes you back to a time when Nixon was in the White House and the ERA, which has never been passed, was really a cause celeb. It was a much more innocent time, but it's very well done. Again, it's called Mrs. America.
I picked up Hollywood, I believe it was.
Good for you. Pretty racy, you know what? Isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Why do we have to watch? And if you're reviewing a film, Jeffrey, and you're going to sit there, why do they have to put those scenes in there? I don't want to see people messing around on the screen. I have no interest in that at all. So it gets a little too much of that in Hollywood. But I got to tell you, the acting, the writing, the sets, it was just really, really well done.
Colin Taylor was just great. Everybody was so great. It's for adults only. And it shows both sides of, and that guy really existed. Dylan McDermott, I always get them mixed up. That's the guy who owned the gas station. That guy really exists. He used it as a way of, he was a pimp.
Wow.
And he would service men and women.
Boy. There it is. Jeffrey, we love you.
That's the way it was back then.
That's right, in 1930s Hollywood. Hey, stay safe. 1947, right after the war.
Yeah, it's part of the license plate.
Yeah, good stuff. Jeffrey, thank you. Appreciate it so much. Listen, stay safe, my friend, and we'll talk soon, Jeffrey Lyons. There it is, 8:32. That's Jeffrey Lyons. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, and Mike Gallagher's coming up. Also, Anthony Santisi from La Strada Restaurant on Staten Island, and your phone calls always at 877-970-2999. You know what? You may want to wait till 9 o'clock when we have Sammy Vassallo. He's going to tell you what you could do with your money, what you do with all these PPP programs and everything else, because we're kind of busy up until then. So at 9 o'clock, you may want to call 877-970-2999. Right now, Big Al standing by with the headline news at 8:32 right here on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
63 degrees at 8:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA says part of their proposed plan to get riders back on subways could involve strap hangers reserving a seat ahead of time. The MTA says it's exploring all ideas as it tries to safely get commuters on and off trains as the coronavirus pandemic begins to die down a bit. MTA Chairman and CEO Pat Foy says he expects ridership will be well below normal in the coming months. One idea he is floating is that riders could be asked to reserve a space on a subway in a bid to help with social distancing. He says every rider will have to wear a mask and stations would reek of cleaning products because of nightly scrub downs. Foy says they could also install markings on subway cars to help riders know how far to sit and stand from each other. You won't have to worry about tourists packing the restaurants and businesses that have reopened this Memorial Day weekend or coming up the next week on Memorial Day weekend. Even though the holiday traditionally ushers in the summer travel season, AAA feels the coronavirus has created such uncertainty that it is not releasing a travel forecast, but the thought is fewer people will likely hit the road. Last year, 43 million traveled during the Memorial Day weekend. In 2009, less than 31 million hit the road, making it the least traveled Memorial Day weekend. In sports, Baseball legend Bob Watson, he's dead at the age of 74. His son told ESPN he died from a kidney disease, long-time kidney disease that he had in Houston yesterday. Watson was a two-time All-Star for Houston during his 19-year career in the big leagues. Watson later became the first African-American general manager to win a World Series when he guided the Yankees to a title in 1996. He also holds the distinction for having the 1,000,000th hit in Major League Baseball history. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to 22 westbound, slowing down by Blois Street in Hillside. They're doing some construction. The earlier accident right there was cleared out of the way. They're also doing construction on 17 northbound up by the Garden State Parkway, getting up through that Rochelle Park area as well. Garden State Parkway North at 145. Ongoing road work there as well. Remember, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered rules in effect. It's still busy on the Deegan south into the Cross Bronx with ongoing road work. Stop and go on the eastbound BQ. QE heading up and out toward the area of Cadman Plaza. The outbound GWB, they're doing construction as well, and that's causing some delays on the Cross Bronx West getting in toward the GWB. Now, remember, cashless tolling at the George Lincoln Holland Golf Halls Bridge, Outer Bridge Crossing, and the Bayonne Bridge. Sunny today, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Albert. Hey, it's 8:35 with Joey on the radio. Listen, please. You want to go out when this thing breaks and you want to get out of the quarantine, you want to do it in the best way, you go on the Atlantis. The Atlantis Mega Yacht. It's first class. The entertainment is great. Immaculate facilities. Plenty of space. Social distancing. Beautiful skyline views. How about that? How about breaking out on the Atlantis? You got to call Captain Fred, please. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out each year for our big client cruise event. And it's so much fun. We have a great time every year. Captain Fred is there. New York Cruises staff is, they go over and above everything from food to service to anything that you need, you know? And that's where I brought my kids with me on the boat, and Olivia sang. Mikey ripped it up on guitar. We just had a great time. So I would go ahead and start planning your standout event like now, whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, whatever it is, you want to have a first-class experience for your guests aboard the Atlantis. Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. It's 212-633-1231. Tell Captain Fred I said hi. Great guy. 212-633-1231. You mentioned AM 970. The answer, you get 10% off your booking. Hello. This is a special offer given the times. Consider booking now to save later. 212-633-1231. Or go to, please, newyorkcruises.com.
I cannot tell a lie. This week on Champions of Justice, we have a truth expert, Philip Moulton, who knows when you're not being completely honest, there are clues, and he tells all. Tom Girardi finds out what this means on matters like jury selection and questioning witnesses. It can also have a dramatic effect in the workplace. How can you know if you're being told the truth? Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6/3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Radio.com.
Hello, Joe Piscopo on the radio.
I mean, really, come on now.
I love busting Al's chops.
You've eaten those Fruit Loop Pop-Tarts. Go ahead.
You get fat. Yeah, fat guy, you. Hey, I got to tell you about Mike Connors, my buddy. You know, if you were, this is the time.
When I tell you, I take the balance of nature to build up my immune system. I get Rhino Shield now, because you know what? You don't want it to be the back. Once we're out there, everything, the pace that we had before, it's going to happen before you know it. So we want you to call Rhino Shield. That's why I tell you about Mike Connors and I tell you about your estate plan. Now is the time. Sit back, decompress. Think of what you want taken care of, a will, trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. What are you eligible for? Is your family protected? Nursing home costs, probate. I tell you, Mike has the answers for everything. Now you're going to go, well, how am I going to go to a lawyer? Well, listen to this, please. Mike Connors is offering a free comprehensive telephone consultation to see how he can help you protect your family, your assets, your legacy. Have all your questions answered from the security of your home during these crazy times, okay? The biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all. And you're going to let this whole time, this quarantine time, go by? No. You got to call Mike. You get this free comprehensive telephone consultation. It's what I did. Best thing I did was talk to Mike Connors about estate, about will, about living will, about estate plan, power of attorney. Do not put it off. Please call Connors and Sullivan today to schedule that free telephone consultation with Mr. Connors himself. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Or visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Where were you? I waited a half an hour.
You didn't confirm. There's no way I'm going to go
I
there.
Didn't confirm. We had a plan.
The plan is the confirmation. I don't have to make another plan.
The plan is a plan. A confirmation is a guarantee you're going to show up.
Okay, Sunday, same time, same place.
Well, I'll need a confirmation.
You're not getting a confirmation.
I have to have a confirmation.
This is the confirmation right now.
This is a plan.
You're like some kind of government bureaucracy. You got the plan, you got the confirmation, you got a subcommittee. I got to go through all these levels.
I'm not the Kremlin. I'm just a human being who needs to be assured that if I'm going to take a shower and get my clothes on and drive to a restaurant, you're going to show up.
I'm assuring you right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's no confirmation.
Fine.
Show up.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
This segment is sponsored by Empire State Bank.
This is Larry David, man, the best. Hey, Joe on the radio, 841 on AM 970, The Answer. I'm proud to tell you about La Strada on Staten Island. There's so many great restaurants, so many great things happening through these crazy times, and we wanted to bring some of them to the airwaves, courtesy of Phil Guarneri and Empire State Bank. Anthony Santisi, he's the chef and co-owner of La Strada right there on Staten Island. Hey, Anthony, welcome to the show, man. Great to have you with us this morning.
Hi, Joe. How are you? Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Joe.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Yep. We love it. I know you're on the front lines. Tell us what it's like, because I know it's crazy now, huh? Are you doing takeout? Joe, what's going on, man?
We do the takeout, you know, like everyone else. I thank Phil for putting us all the restaurants trying to put Staten Island back on the map. But we try. You know, Joe, we do what we have to do. You know how it is. We get, you know, we go down when we come back up. You know, we did it during 9/11. We did it during all these crises that we've been through in the last 10, 15 years. And we get through it. You know, it's not what it is, but I'm glad I'm keeping all the workers working. And we're going to get through it. It's going to be passed soon.
I love Hopefully. It. That's a Staten Island Italian kind of attitude. We love that, Anthony. And Phil Thanks. Guarneri from Empire State Bank is there for you. Huh?
Excellent. Right? No, he's the best. Jeannie, all the people there, Kathy, it's the best to have a local bank. Believe me when I tell you, they are right there. You call up, they give you an answer, whatever you need, they help you. They helped me through the years. Very good people, excellent people.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Anthony, where's
the family come from Italy? Where's the family come from Italy? Where'd they come
in
from?
Sicily, my father's from a small town called Nizza.
Okay.
And that's near Palermo. My mom's from Palermo. They were born in Italy, and all my paisans are there. I'm actually paisan with you from Nutley.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I was going to ask. First of all, did your family go from Sicily to Staten Island? Is that what happened?
No. We went from Sicily to Brooklyn, South Brooklyn. Then from South Brooklyn, my father opened up a place in Queens, which was called La Gioconda. And then we went to New Jersey, to Bellinopoli in Bloomfield.
Where do I know that? My gosh almighty. Yeah, where was it? And Bloomfield Center.
Right near Romance Emporium. Remember Romance Emporium?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right over
that
there.
That is great. So what? Now, everybody goes from Brooklyn, Staten Island to Jersey. You kind of went Brooklyn, New Jersey, Staten Island. How did that happen?
Well, I came back. You know what it was? I had family, a lot of family on Staten Island, and I kind of missed them all. And my father had passed, and I got out, and I came here. Yeah. But I still love Jersey. I'm still a Jersey boy. I'm out in Long Branch.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful down there, man. It really is. Yeah. And I got to tell you, Staten Island's great, too. I keep thinking my mother
Is wonderful.
My grandparents, I keep telling Frankie Five Boroughs that my grandparents got married on Staten Island. Yeah, man. Hey, I got to ask you. So we're talking with Anthony Santisi, chef and co-owner of La Strada.
Owner. There's no co's. Primo, I'm the one. I'm the only one.
You're the guy. Where'd we go? Hey, go give me your favorite recipe. What's your favorite recipe, man? Come on.
Very, very popular recipe that we have here, and it's called, we call it pork chops La Strada. And what it is a breaded pork chops, and it's over a bed of broccoli rabe topped with hot cherry peppers.
Oh,
now,
man.
It's a very simple recipe. It's so simple. Yeah. And you could substitute the pork with chicken, veal, fish, anything. You know, you could mix it up. But it's one of our favorite dishes here. We also do nice stuffed artichokes. We do a lot. Yeah. I'm here 32 years, Joe. And
Anthony, as a chef and owner, sole owner, all by yourself owner, at La Strada. I always think when I was talking about a place that's no longer around in Bluefield Avenue called Caldwell Pizza. And they would go, they're two old guys. And they would come up from like Kearney, New Jersey up Bluefield Avenue. And they would make the pizza. But they would bring a brown bag of lunch. They're at the pizza place. Isn't that the great? They would open a sandwich. What do you eat? Do you prepare meticulously when you take a break at La Strada?
No. Huh? We have a family dinner. And we just slap it together. We put, whatever we got. You know, we put chicken dishes, pasta, whatever we're in the mood for. Something fast that the whole family could eat. Yeah, we usually eat around 4 o'clock. The guys cook. And we all sit down and we have a nice meal. And we discuss what's going to happen that night. But lately, we've been just eating all day as we're going. And it's like that. You know, you talked about that pizzeria you just said. Is that by any chance Ralph's Pizzeria?
No, it was Caldwell Pizzeria. Yeah, it was called Caldwell Pizzeria. Not there anymore. But my whole childhood, coming up from Bloomfield, going up to the Caldwells, and they made the best pizza ever up there. These two old guys. Nick and Charlie were their names. And the guy would have the cigar, Anthony, he would have a cigar over the sauce with the ashes falling in the sauce. You know what I mean? Anthony Santisi. Anthony, listen, with thanks and an acknowledgement to Phil Guarneri and the great team at Empire State Bank.
They're the best. And I love your show, Joe. I got to tell you.
You're the best.
And Frank and Al, I love those guys. You guys keep it light, and you always have a little laughter, which is great because you guys are serious and the laughter. Yeah. And Frank Morano, I know him. I remember him from when he was on Access TV, when he was young.
Oh, my God.
Many years ago.
You're very kind, Anthony. Thank you.
Anthony Santisi. And, Anthony, we could now go to La Strada for pickup and takeout, correct?
Pickup and takeout right now. That's it. Curbside pickup. Okay. And, it's like that. That's what we do.
Now, listen, Anthony, thank you.
You can see us online and that.
La Strada. Anthony, thanks. I love to the family, my friend, and thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Joe.
For joining.
God bless you all, and thank you very much for the spot.
There it is right there. Absolutely. Anthony Santisi, and he is the chef and sole owner of La Strada on Staten Island. And you know what? You could get takeout there, and that is courtesy of Empire State Bank. You know,
a great restaurant. My favorite. I love the Red Snapper there. That's my favorite dish.
Yeah, Frank, you're like a legend there, man. You like
not hardly, but we do have our board of directors meetings for CTV, and they always take very good care of us. Great restaurant.
Well, you know what? And Phil Guarneri and Empire State Bank, I don't want this to sound like a commercial because it's not, but they said, look, we help out so many people. So many people need help now, need awareness now, so we're bringing that to the airwaves, and through these tough, tough times. And you got to love the spirit of Anthony, the Santisi family, the Cacacci family, these great families throughout New York. I tell you what, we ain't going down. We're just getting started, and the best is yet. yet to come, baby. 8:48 right now. Debbie's on the roads. Mike Gallagher's going to join us. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise on AM 970, The Answer?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Over on New Dorp Lane, getting out toward La Strada, traffic is moving along smoothly over there. But we've got a problem for you guys as you head over to 684 southbound. 684 southbound getting down toward the area of Golden's Bridge Road into Golden's Bridge by 6A. It's an accident getting down toward Katona. Two lanes blocked over there. Watch for a lot of emergency activity. 17 westbound, slowing down by exit 130, getting up through Harriman. That's construction. And the Bronx River Parkway North is closed into Yonkers by the Sprain with ongoing construction there as well. We're still seeing slowdowns on the Garden State Parkway southbound getting down through 145. Two lanes blocked with construction. Traffic is bumper to bumper. And 17 heading northbound by the Garden State Parkway getting up into Rochelle Park. They're doing some ongoing road work over there as well. The MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in place. And remember, cashless tolling at the George Lincoln Holland, Gothels Bridge, Outer Bridge Crossing, and the Bayonne Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch like you will experience at Empire State Bank. In business for over 15 years, Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice. At a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large and personal corporate banks, want to be treated with respect? Want to know your banker by first name? Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. Empire State Bank is there for all business and personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will be able to connect with you electronically during this time of social distancing, conducting your business and keeping you safe on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. That's ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I saved big money with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, so I finally bought that new set of golf clubs. Watch out, fairway. Here I come.
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big with Progressive, but your other expenses won't just disappear. Are those clubs going to help you when the hot water heater dies? Also, it sounds like your money is better spent on golf lessons.
Time to go shoot the course record.
No, but maybe time for a reality check. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Hey, Joe, telling you about Calamine & Company Real Estate. If you're retiring, looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They're unique because they only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine is my man right there and his team. They take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. They'll be with you every step of the way. Are a true full-service company. Whatever needs to be done, you want to get the deal closed quickly, and for top dollar, you could depend on Calamine and Company Real Estate. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties, right? And regularly hired, they're regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And what I love about Calamine and Company, and is perhaps most impressive about them, is their 100% success rate. Calamine and Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. They have offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, on Staten Island. But right now, as I always tell you, you know, you're locked in a little bit. You want to call 718-998-1100. Now's the time to take the time to call. Ask about your property, okay? Ask about real estate. You talk to Louis Calamine, 718-998-1100, or go, please, to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine and Company Real Estate.
It's the Friday Funnies and the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
But the customer service, right? I run into it a lot, customer service, because I handle in my house all the hookups, internet, whatever we need, gas. I do all that. I got on the phone with the cable people, right? I don't know if you ever try hook up cable over the phone with these people. There's a pre-recorded message that says, "We're going to monitor the call for quality assurance," right?
So as soon as I get a live operator, I tell them, just so you know, I'm recording a call on my end too, okay? You got me, I got you. Behave. Behave.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Sebastian Maniscalco right there, always hysterical. Hey, Mike Gallagher's coming up at 10:05. Kind of have to jump on this morning.
Friday, how are you?
Hey, we're excited, 80 degrees. I'm excited, a little summertime. Man, oh, I put the flowers out. I'm celebrating like everything's okay. Huh?
Well, Joe, you need to celebrate. I mean, Mayor de Blasio yesterday saying we had pretty much a perfect day. Mayor de Blasio pointing out the numbers are going down. Hospitalizations are going down. Now, I know they're flipping a coin and they're making it up as they go, but can we stop and absorb the good news around the country over this horrible virus? Georgia? I thought there'd be bodies littering the street right now by the way they were talking by Georgia. Huh, Georgia's numbers are going down too. I mean, they're managing it. They're on top of it. I mean, it's really a pretty good day. There's a lot of news to celebrate, Joe, and why not? Why not be upbeat and lift it up like you are every morning and be optimistic?
We're trying, boss. I got to tell you something, and it is great. And you know what? But people are out anyway. It's New York. No one listens. Because I always say, I said on the air, I said, oh, you know, it's nice how we're being adhering to all these restrictions. Everybody's out in Jersey. Everybody's out in New York. And the governors are there like, do not do this. Do not do that. And no one's listening. They're out. So thank God everything's okay. Yep.
How about the video of the young mother with the little kid in the Brooklyn subway station getting dragged around and handcuffed? Her crime was not wearing a face mask? Yeah, Joe, are you recognizing this country? I mean, there's things that happen like that, and you know how I love cops, and especially the NYPD. These men and women of blue are in a bad position. They don't want to be the ones to have to do this. But these are policies and the governor's executive order putting these cops in this terrible position. What do you do?
I know. And, Mike, could you possibly say, as a public official, we're going to be arrested. If you don't do this, you're not wearing a face mask, if you're not staying quiet, we are going to send the – could you – I could never say something like that. It's such an assault on every – you know, it's like such an assault on our constitutional rights, for crying out loud, Mike Gallagher.
How about the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, saying the city will never be completely opened until there's a cure? A cure? They told us that we had to flatten the curve when we could start opening. Now he wants a cure maybe in, oh, I don't know, 2037, maybe the year 2039. They'll let L.A. be open. People are fleeing these big cities, Joe. Now, I love New York. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, it's not a cliche. But you think people want to live this way for a long time?
No,
I mean, at some point, there's got to be a balance. And, of course, we've seen in New York what can happen and what has happened to too many people. Too many lives lost. I'm not trying to minimize this. I'm not one of those that's, oh, this is the flu, it's nothing. I don't do that. But on the other hand, you got businesses that are never coming back. Some of those shuttered restaurants, many of them, they're never opening up again, Joe.
I know. It's so sad. You know what, Mike, too? As you talk to your millions of listeners, as you do every day across the country.
Dozens.
No, really. We talk about this is China's game plan, brother. We've talked about this is China. They planned this. The virus got out. They said, all right, if we're going down, as Steve Mosher just told us that, you know, who wrote Bully of Asia. If we're going down, everybody's going down. And you know what? We ain't going down, Mike Gallagher, despite what the politicians do, man.
This is America. We're going to rise above it. We're going to thrive. We're going to absolutely come roaring back. You just wait and see, Joe. And thank you for your positivity and your optimism and your inspiration. You give me my daily dose every morning, and I'm grateful to you and the guys every day.
We love you. We're grateful for you, Mike, and we love you, man. Have a great, great weekend.
Love you, Joe.
We'll be listening.
Take care.
10:05, Mike Gallagher on the program. And we'll get weather when we come back at the top of the hour. Sam Vassello's going to join us. And Coach Jeff Munkin, he is the coach of Army, man, from the United States Military Academy. Very proud to have the coach with us. Michael Goodwin, too, next hour. But we'll open up with Sam Vassello. Any questions about your finances? Oh, boy, do we have the answers. Joe Piscopo on the radio, coming right back.